Hey, we are live. Enjoy this first. Welcome everybody to Geek Spot News. If you are here, you've been here, and you know us. If you haven't been here yet, and this is your first time here, you can find us on Spotify. You can find us on Apple, anywhere that you get your normal podcasts. We have a YouTube channel where the show streams live every Monday night at 7 o'clock, along with our Twitch channel and on Facebook Live. Right now, I'm just killing time waiting for Jack to get here. He got a little jammed up at work, so it's just me and all the fun stuff we get to talk about. So, how was everybody's last week? Yeah, me too. I had a nice, fun weekend. I'm going to wait for Jack to talk about that in a couple minutes. I'm going to send a belated happy birthday wish to our friend Jolene, who is a wonderful friend of the show, a huge supporter. She pumps the show up every chance she gets at work out in San Diego, and she just had a nice, lovely little get together with a bunch of other people that are friends of the show that live down in the Houston, Texas area. They had a nice big barbecue over the weekend. I'm sure they sat around and listened to the show Monday night before they all spread out and went their separate ways. So that being said, I am waiting for Jack. I wish I had a musical interlude to play for everyone. We got a lot of stuff to break down tonight, but one of the things we are not doing tonight, for the first time in many, many weeks, there are no spoilers tonight. None. None at all. Not a single spoiler. There is a lull between the Marvel TV shows. There is a lull between the stuff that I have watched. Hi. Hi, Joy. I am going to get an immense amount of crap from Jack for the stuff that I have not watched this week. I have not yet started Bad Batch, which I know he's desperate to talk about, and that's something I'm going to have to rectify in this coming week. So, it's a lot less fun when there's no one else to talk to, isn't it? That's okay. Let's see. What else do we have? Well, they go live there. You get to see me all by myself. And you might see my dog walking around in the background underneath the little butterflies that are under my arms from the green screen behind me. So I can't start on the news yet because I... hi, Charles. How you doing? Thanks for jumping in. You guys in the chat can keep me company until Jack gets in here. Mondays are a fun day. How's everybody's work week going? I know it's only day one. I could riff to you about sports till the cows come home, but nobody wants to hear about sports. So not why we're here. So. I should probably have something prepared for this. Going to Steel City Con on Sunday is Charles. Well, I hope you have a good time. I want to hear all about it when you get back, when we pop back in next week. I want to hear all about that one. Hello there, Killy in the Red. This weekend? This weekend I didn't do a lot. I did go down to this little campground, Clarksboro, New Jersey, play some board games with a couple of friends of mine. Where I actually won the Raccoon Tycoon game, but I was cheated out of victory by Dan's cousin. You know, that's okay. Make sure that Ruth hears that I blew her up on the podcast. It's a nationally syndicated podcast, not sponsored by Red Bull. Yeah, Charles, I want to hear all about the con when you get back. I know that I'm looking into going to PAX Unplugged in December. That's actually on my birthday, which is kind of neat. What's that? December 10th. I think it is the 10th, 11th, and 12th here in Philly at the convention center. I went to it 2 years ago and then a year before that. And it looks like it's getting bigger every year. So that's pretty cool. What did everybody else do this weekend? A lot of video games for me. Less TV, more video games. Less going out, more video games. Harrisburg PopCon is coming up on September 18th and 19th. Yeah, that's a little bit of a drive. That's about 4 hours or so. I don't think I'll go into PopCon. I guess that has to do with the pops. The pop little pop figurines, right? I am looking up what PopCon is. Why is it taking me to PopCon Indiana? Let's go PopCon Harrisburg. Let's see. Comic and PopCon. Oh, September 18th and 19th. That's a pretty big convention center. Information. Let's see. Soda convention? No. Ah, I get it. PopCon, soda convention. See? That's pretty funny. There's Jack.
Hey, what's up, man?
My goodness, that I have stuff to talk about. Huh? I said, my goodness, did I run out of stuff to talk about? Don't listen to the first 5 minutes. The riffing was hard.
I'll see what I can do.
Yeah, don't do that.
I'll listen back when I download the podcast, like everybody should.
I actually started off the show with that.
Oh, look at you.
I did. How you doing, Jack, aside from rushed and jammed up?
Good. Yeah. Day gig keeps me busy. First day of the month, you know, first work day of the month. So got to play catch up with everything, getting all that fun reporting and everything out. But yeah, it's good. Weekend was good.
Yeah, I was gonna say, yeah, you had a lot more going on in your weekend than I did.
Yeah, I had a gig Saturday at a campground that I play, which is pretty cool. I went and saw Rise Against and the Descendants and Spanish Love Songs.
How did the kids like that? Or you just took one kid, right?
I just took Nate. It was I take a kid to their first concert on their 10th birthday.
Well, that's nice.
Around then is JP went to Social Distortion and Nate got to go to see Rise Against. Okay. Really, the Descendants, but we'll say it was Rise Against.
Right, they're getting a hell of an education, huh?
Yeah, I'm taking them to the right shows, so yes. They can, you know, yeah.
Yes. Did you run into Matt there?
We missed. We've tried. We missed.
Ah.
But we did try. But yeah, it's a pretty cool stage at the Man, the outdoor theater. I've never been to that one. It's pretty nice.
I haven't been there yet either.
Not the regular amphitheater. They have a big lawn seating, like for like festival style.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so that's where this was, which was pretty cool. Nice. And watched some stuff. I started catching up on that American Horror Stories on Hulu.
TV shows, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. How are those?
I mentioned before you popped in that I'm probably going to get in trouble this week again.
That's not a surprise.
Nope.
See, luckily, you had a two-week hiatus for the Olympics, man. Nothing news on.
Right. Out here in the woods, there's no service, so I couldn't watch anything.
Right.
That's my friend Dan. Neil getting to see Iron Maiden for his first concert's freaking awesome.
That is pretty awesome.
That's a hell of a good concert.
Hi, Mom. My first one was The Cult. So
my first concert was U2.
Oh.
1987.
Did you see U2 yesterday?
No.
Oh.
So my weekend went Friday night. I attempted the bar.
Yeah.
And it was the bar, you know. It was the bar. It wasn't anything exciting. Didn't drink really a lot at all. I think I had maybe two or three beers tops. Just, you know, sometimes it just doesn't taste. It doesn't grab you. See, Dan,
I remember that. It's been a while.
Yeah, Dan's first concert was Guns N' Roses. That's a really good concert to go see too. Was
That
it the
is.
that was in the 80s, right, Dan? Dan's only a couple years younger than me.
No, well, that tracks.
Saturday I went down to the campground where Dan and his cousins were camping in Clarksboro. We played some board games, little Raccoon Tycoon, just
Nice.
definitely not the game you think it is, just by the name. Has nothing to do with raccoons.
I doubt that,
It's that
but if
really
you say
doesn't.
so.
No, it's all about buying and selling
It's like Monopoly, but
stuff.
with raccoons.
Well,
Got it.
there's animals on the cards and stuff, but you really there's no raccoons. I mean,
Got
there's
it.
a raccoon piece that you put on the trains when you want to auction the trains. 1990 was Dan's first Guns N' Roses concert. That's nice.
Was the Lies tour.
Yeah, that's a
That's
good
good.
one.
Yeah. That's when
And
they
then
were
Sunday.
trying out all the Use Your Illusion stuff.
Yeah. And then Sunday I didn't go to see the
Mysterious
Mysterious
Ways.
Ways. No, I didn't make it down this. It was a lazy weekend for me.
That
I played
happens.
more video games and did less. I less time or less time on the computer, and less time in the video games, except for Sunday. No
All right.
TV. Little Sons of Anarchy, but no TV.
Oh, killing me.
I know.
No Ted Lasso, huh?
No, lots of people dying in Sons of Anarchy though in the first two seasons.
That's normal. You should watch, you know, see people die and watch American Horror Stories. Super
Not a
fun.
big horror guy. Never
Super
got into
fun.
horror stuff. No, I never got into it. Oh, and I did say before you jumped on, someone that regularly tunes in, hasn't lately, but her name's Jolene. Remember, she pops in every so often. It was her birthday last week.
Oh, very
And I
nice.
forgot to mention it last week, so we're going to mention it this week. Bunch of them, bunch of her and her friends, and another bunch of people that I know got together for a barbecue down in Houston, where I'm sure they sat around and watched our show.
I'm sure they did. Well, happy birthday, Jolene.
So here we go. Bob Odenkirk collapsed on the set of Better Call Saul last week. It sounds like it was a heart attack.
It was a mild heart attack. He said that.
Yeah, but he's okay now. Hi, Jack.
Hey, Jack, we were just talking about how Frank didn't make it to see you play yesterday.
Oh, that's good. Let's just rub it in. I hope the show went well, Jack. I know it's you guys haven't been able to get out there and perform, and I was very sad. I also didn't realize that the place they were performing at is actually La Costa.
Yeah, I didn't
Just
either until I
under
saw
another
the shaky
name.
cam footage.
Yes, he's a dick. Thank you, Jack. Thank you very much, Jack. Today is Kevin Smith's birthday.
Is, he's 51.
He's 51, and he started filming Clerks 3 today.
He did.
He did.
But back to Odenkirk, we blew past that. So
We
he
did.
seems to be
I don't
doing very well.
know. Yes.
He's better now.
He
He
is
he's
better.
going to take some time off. They're in the middle of the final season of Better Call Saul.
That's a show I haven't seen
Did
yet.
you see Nobody yet? Is
No.
isn't that the name of the show movie?
No.
Nobody?
Yeah, the one where he's like a super action star, like John Wick guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's still on my list. I need it to not cost money, and then I'll catch that very soon.
Oh, we're gonna talk about money later.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
Oh,
we're
yeah.
gonna
There's
talk
some
about some
stuff.
money. Yeah.
So yeah, Kevin Smith is super exciting, right?
So wait, that's the first. I'm sorry, I'm gonna sidetrack. That's the first time you've ever been on a La Costa property in, Christ, how many years have you been doing music with the bands around here? That's a long time. That's
That is, at least it's not staying like the hotel or something.
No, that's awesome. I love that
To
bar.
be fair, I never set foot in the Springfield.
Well, I never set foot in the OD either until up to maybe 2 years ago. Oh, okay. Okay, so if you play the OD, you know, usually don't go across the street to La Costa. This is a lot of inside stuff for us local
Yeah.
people here. We're talking about bars down at Seattle City, New Jersey, which is the southern New Jersey shore. It's the real New Jersey shore. Springfield was fun. I got lots of USAC stories about the Springfield. I'll talk to you
Well,
about that another time.
there's only one of those places currently left, and that's the Ocean Drive. So,
Yes. Thank you. Back to our show.
so Kevin Smith just passed his half century mark.
He did. And you know what? Kevin Smith's birthday is the same birthday as my mom. Today is my mother's birthday.
Oh, well, happy birthday to her.
Yes, thank you.
It's a good day. And one of my closest friends, Garrett's birthday is today. It's a big birthday
Oh,
day.
happy birthday, everyone. Yes, yeah, so he's filming the Clerks 3 movie that some people don't think he should be making.
Oh, I haven't heard about this. Who doesn't think he should be making it?
There's just people, it's the fans. You know, the fans think that
Are these
maybe
the
he should.
He-Man fans? Because they still seem
Probably.
a little upset.
They're still very upset. They're probably, it's probably the He-Man fans that just think that maybe he needs to put Clerks to bed after all this time. I think
I
he
would have
is.
preferred the Mallrats sequel,
Yeah.
Twilight of the Mallrats, over Clerks 3. But I don't know if you heard the story about what happened with this. So with Jay and Silent Bob Reboot, Lionsgate picked up the DVD distribution
Okay.
and it made a killing in DVD.
Oh, really?
So they were like, what can you do for us that costs less than 100 million? We'll do it. We'll make it. He said, great. I got a movie in a convenience store about making a movie about a convenience store.
Go. Does he own that
Because
whole block of stores yet?
he doesn't own the Quick Stop, actually.
No, but
He
he
bought the building
owns.
next to it and
Right.
made that into the new Smod Castle
Right.
on the East Coast. But he gave some plot details away on Clerks 3 already. No big spoilers, because if you're a Kevin Smith fan, you'll already see the whole thing before it comes out, basically. But it's premise is Randall has a heart attack, as has Kevin Smith, and decides to go back and make a documentary about when he and Dante worked in the Quick Stop.
Oh, okay.
So
That's
it's basically
Inception.
Dante and Randall are going to make Clerks.
That's Inception. I love it.
And they're going to shoot the Clerks movie in black and white, and all the current
Oh,
stuff will be in color. And it's
that's
all going to
actually
take place in the original Quick Stop.
kind of cool. I said
Yeah.
now I said at the beginning of the show that this was going to actually be a spoiler-free show. We don't have anything to spoil tonight. Like we don't have any shows that that we can really like blow up and spoil, as far as I'm
No.
aware.
No, I mean, Bad Batch is getting there, but
I already
you're
talked
still a
about
little
that.
behind.
I already talked about that before he got on.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. I talked
You
about how
talked
I
about how
haven't.
you haven't seen it? Yeah.
Yep, that's pretty much what I said.
Only two episodes left, man.
I am
It's
going to start that this week.
still less than 8 hours
Hand
of programming.
a tree.
Okay.
Hand a tree. This week. That
You
and
better,
Superman and
because
Lois are the two.
as next week everything's back. The Olympics are over, so you got to catch up while you can.
That's all right. I'll be all right. I have news that you probably I could have given you 400 guesses and you would have never pegged this one as a TV show being made.
I doubt that. Go for it.
Waterworld.
Yeah, I did see this. It's
Okay.
exciting stuff, man.
So the
I mean, I never saw
19
the movie, but I'm
No, I
assuming.
never no. The 1995 box office bomb with Kevin Costner is being developed into a new TV series for Universal Television with Dan Trachtenberg.
I
Trachtenberg.
like him.
Yeah, he did 10 Cloverfield Lane.
He's done a lot, actually. Yeah.
He has done, I actually am prepared for this. It only has eight things under director credits.
Yeah, but the eight things are good.
Kickin', Black Box TV, Portal No Escape, 10 Cloverfield Lane, an episode of Black Mirror, an episode of The Boys. I didn't know that. Okay. And he's filming Skull and The Lost Symbol is a pilot that's in post-production coming out in 2022.
Maybe it was him as a writer then.
Maybe. So he's going to direct the Waterworld box office bomb into a TV show. So the film's original producer, John Davis, is currently developing the series. They don't have a writer or a cast yet. If you recall, at the time the film was made back in 95, it was the most expensive film ever made. It cost
I do
170
remember that,
Yeah, it
which
cost 175 million, which today is a drop in the bucket. And it did not do 175. Oh, Skull's the new Predator movie. There you go.
it's the original Predator back in like prehistoric times is their story.
Right.
I feel like he directed the pilot for The Boys. That's
right,
what it was.
Right, right, right.
That's why I knew about him.
So once marketing and distribution got out of the way, Waterworld cost $235 million.
That's almost what Robert Downey Jr. made off Avengers Endgame.
Right? and what Scarlett Johansson could have made.
Too soon?
A little bit. The film grossed $88 million at the North American box office and $176 million at the foreign box office.
Wow.
So,
I think they thought it was a sequel to JFK was the problem, and they just were confused when they went.
Well, the series is going to pick up 20 years after the events of the first movie. In the first movie, I wanted to see who starred in it, to see if there was anything, anyone aside Kevin Costner, Rick Avilles,
nope.
Zito Kazan, Leonardo Cimino.
No, they spent all the money on the sets. Nothing on the talent.
Nope. I swear, Dennis Hopper had a little bitty part in it.
Hmm.
There's literally no one else in here that
we'll have to watch it and see.
No, we won't. No, it's literally just him floating around looking for land until the end of the movie.
It
when
sounds
he finds
really
land.
Exciting. It sounds better than The Postman.
Spoiler. I did not watch that either. Isn't that him on a horse?
He's the last postman. He has the last letter to deliver, I think.
In the entire world?
I think so.
Is it a post-apocalyptic movie?
Yes, yes.
Oh, okay. Wow, he's really taking his job seriously then.
He is. He's very, very dedicated. It's unlike modern times.
Yeah, I'm lucky if I get mail on the day I'm supposed to. Sylvester Stallone, he posted a picture on Instagram of Barney Ross's new lucky ring. Now, Barney Ross is his Expendables character.
Right.
Barney has that lucky ring that looks like skulls.
Yeah.
Which apparently they mass produced and sold to tie into the movie.
Oh.
So because there's an Expendables 4 coming, he's got a new ring, new design ring, so they can do the same thing.
It's a good move.
It's very smart. They don't have a script or a director or a cast yet, but the movie's coming.
Well, the cast is going to be Sly calling and going, yo.
Yeah.
We're doing another one.
Right. How much do you guys want to make any money?
Yeah. When was the last time you worked? Great. Come on out.
Yeah. We're just going to blow shit up and don't worry about the dialogue. It'll be cheeky.
Yeah. People, I don't know if they've killed anybody yet in any of those. So.
No, I don't think they have.
No.
They can all come back at once.
Yeah.
They get a reunion.
Well, who's left? There's somebody that didn't come back yet. They were talking about getting back. Maybe it'll be Seagal. We'll come back this time.
Oh my God, please. I'm first in line.
So I think they got Jean-Claude last one, didn't they?
Jean-Claude was the bad guy in the last one.
Yeah.
Even did his split kick.
Yeah, I barely remember them.
I've seen all three of them. I don't remember all three. Wesley Snipes was in the last one.
I watched two of them on a laptop like 10 years ago when I got Epics. And I was like, oh my God, all the Expendables movies are on Epics. This is great.
Yeah. Taika Waititi.
Yeah.
I got it.
You did. I'm so proud.
I got it. Without phonetic help. It's just eyeballing it.
Nice.
So he was apparently hired to develop an animated Flash movie like 2 years ago. Flash Gordon.
Yeah.
Well, now it's going to be live action.
Which is great.
Yes. So Disney has the rights to this movie.
Oh, no.
Which means nobody's getting paid. So Disney has the rights to this. Taika is writing the film, but they don't have a director yet. And he's got a whole bunch of Disney projects. They have him locked in for a while.
Oh yeah, Taika's a busy man.
He's got a soccer-centric film called Next Goal Wins. It's waiting to be released by Searchlight Pictures, a subdivision of
Fox
Walt Disney Studios.
Yes. Yeah.
His follow-up to 2017's Ragnarok: Thor: Love and Thunder finished production in May and is in post-production. That's coming up.
Okay.
There's the Star Wars movie that he's co-writing with Kirsten Wilson Cairns.
Okay.
So Disney's got him for a little while.
Well, look, that assumes all that stuff ends up getting made. Flash Gordon, I don't know how familiar you are with it besides the amazing movie from the early 80s.
I know it was a TV show at one point, right?
No, it was a radio serial. It was a comic strip.
I know it was a comic strip.
Like, it started off as a comic strip. And in the movie, and I believe in the comic strip, he was a football player. They actually did a great comic book run of it back in the 90s, like a 6-issue limited series that made him a basketball player.
Oh, it was actually a 2007 science fiction TV series debuted on Sci-Fi.
Oh, how many episodes did that run for?
Let's see. Episodes, we have 21.
Because I didn't know that came out, but I would prefer this as a limited series, like a Disney Plus limited series,
Yep.
over a movie. Because I feel like you can really dig in with all those characters. You're not going to get Timothy Dalton.
Oh my God. Do you know
What?
who played Flash Gordon in the 2007 series?
I don't.
Eric Johnson. Do you know who Eric Johnson played? Whitney
No.
Ford in Smallville.
Yeah.
How about that?
Wow.
How about that?
Deep cut. Whitney's the guy from the first season, right?
Whitney's the guy from the
Mata's
first
first boyfriend.
slash, yes,
Got it.
the antagonist to Clark's.
Oh, no wonder it didn't go well. He was not a good actor.
He was not a good actor.
I think there's a lot you can do with a Flash Gordon story, and I think that would be way better as like a high-end streaming series than you'll do with it as a movie, because I think the movie's going to be just a little too tongue in cheeky coming from Taika, and try and play off what the 80s movie was that only worked because it was came out in the 80s.
And then it had a little bit of a pop culture resurgence thanks to Ted. So they referenced it in the first one, and they actually got Sam Wilson the third,
Something like that.
something to star in it, to guest star
Yeah.
in the movie. So that'll be neat, though. I'm excited for that. I like Flash Gordon. I remember the movie was great.
Yeah, I can't tell you how many times I saw the movie. Hundreds.
It's Max
Dale
von
Arden
Sydow as Dale
as
Arden was.
Ming. Yeah.
Dale Arden was. She was right up there with Colonel
Bo
Deering.
Derek.
Colonel
Who?
Deering. Colonel
Oh, wow.
Deering from Buck Rogers.
All right.
Little Erin Gray.
Yeah.
My favorite lady on Silver Spoons. I can keep going.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I was a fan of both.
Jungle Cruise came out this past
It
week.
did. It did. I almost was gonna watch it, and then I was busy.
Well, it's got the highest Rotten Tomato score of The Rock's career. It's at 94% right now.
It's not hard.
No, and they're in talks for Jungle Cruise 2 already.
Yeah, he's not busy. He's got plenty of time.
No. That made me want to look at the five the five Dwayne The Rock Johnson franchises that this Screen Rant ranks from best or from worst to best.
Are they all existing?
I haven't looked through it. You know me. I don't
Okay.
like to look. I don't like to look early. I like to be surprised with everyone
All
else.
right. I can name.
I can name two, though one that he'll never be part of again, he said recently.
Yeah,
If you saw
well,
that,
but is it, yeah,
I will
but
see if they
is the
count.
spin-off one now?
Well, so they count G.I. Joe as a
Okay.
franchise, and he that is ranked as his worst at five.
He was only in one of those though, wasn't he?
He was. There was only two of them, but he was only in one of them.
Yeah, who was he
So
in the second one?
he was
Flint?
no. He wasn't. Was he Duke?
No, he was not Duke.
No, Channing Tatum was Duke.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Channing Tatum died like right in the beginning. I forget who he
Spoilers
was.
for that 15-year-old movie
I don't
with
want to
Smallville's
forget.
own Adrian Padalecki.
Yes.
Was she in Smallville? Yes.
For she was actually. She was in one episode. She played Kara Zor-El in one episode. And then they
That's right.
recast her.
They did.
Yes. Journey is the fourth.
So the Journey to the Center of the Earth movie?
Yes. actually, he took over leading duties from Brendan Fraser.
Oh, that's a franchise now? All right. I thought that was a remake.
Yeah, apparently.
Okay.
So it would have been a journey. There would have been a Journey 3, but it was canceled. There was a Journey to the Center of the Earth with Brendan Fraser. Then there was a Journey 2 with The Rock. And then there was no more Journey.
He was Roadblock, by the way.
Roadblock. That makes sense.
Does it?
Number 3, they give him The Mummy.
No. I mean, no. He was in Scorpion King, but he definitely doesn't count for The Mummy.
I mean, he was in The Mummy Returns.
As the Scorpion King. And then he got a spinoff.
And then he got his own.
That was also 20 years ago.
Right. And that was when he was still The Rock doing wrestling moves in his fights. Like lots of wrestling moves in his
fights. And the best part about his appearance in The Mummy Returns is he actually wasn't in it. It was all CGI'd.
That's right. It was. Number 2, they give him Jumanji, which, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Though I'm surprised the third one's not already ready to come out this Christmas. Probably COVID. Jumanji, screwed that up.
Yeah, probably. And then the one they give him, the Fast Saga, which I guess that is one of his franchises. He was in 3 movies.
And are movies you counting Hobbs and Shaw?
Well, okay. 2 movies and a spinoff. And then, of course, the news came out over the last week or so that he said he's never going to be in another Fast and the Furious movie again.
So no, but will he do another Hobbs and Shaw?
I don't know. As long as Vin Diesel's not in it, he won't be in it.
Go ahead.
No, I said when they had their little beef, Vin Diesel's response to the reasoning as to why was tough love. He likes to get the most out of his actors. So he was a dick on set because of tough love.
Well, you know, all those movies Vin Diesel did. I did also see that if they do a sequel, Jason Statham wants equal pay to The Rock for the sequel to Hobbs and Shaw.
Right, and neither one of them can lose a fight, right? Like, all the fights have to end in, like, some kind of a tie.
They can't fight each other, correct.
Right. Yeah.
It's like the new Tango and Cash. It's fine.
Oh, man. I would go, you know what? Maybe I'll watch that tonight.
You should.
No, I should.
Right after you watch Waterworld.
Yeah, no.
And G.I. Joe Retaliation.
This month is the 35th anniversary of one of my all-time favorite movies that was released in August of 1986. You've Got the Touch. Movie is the Transformers.
Yeah. Yeah. They're really re-releasing it, right?
They are going to re-release the movie through Fathom Events. If you want to go to fathomevents.com, it will be in U.S. theaters Sunday, September 26th and Tuesday, September 28th at 7 p.m.
Fathom's decent. We've done a Fathom event.
We did. That's where
it didn't go well.
Jay and Silent Bob.
Yeah. So speaking so I did read an article about this and how this was driven by the same kind of thing that happened with He-Man, where they'll get rid of characters that have been around a while to launch new toys and reinvigorate the toy line.
Right.
Which, I don't know about you, because I was a little younger than you, probably, you know, 10 or 15 years when this movie came out.
I don't think it was 10 or 15 years.
And, you know, it was rough.
It was very rough. That was a traumatic moment for children of that time period.
I remember being in the theater and seeing it and being like, oh my God, oh, that was the first time I had experienced a beloved character dying.
Spoiler alert, but Optimus Prime dies for a little while.
Yeah. The whole movie. He doesn't come back.
Well, the movie, yes. But
yeah, they didn't bring him back for like a year or so.
Yeah, it was a long time down the road.
And I bought a Hot Rod toy.
So the voice cast, a couple of the names, Judd Nelson was the aforementioned Hot Rod.
Yeah.
Leonard Nimoy.
Is Galvatron?
No, he's not Bumblebee. Leonard Nimoy is, it is Galvatron. You're right. He becomes Galvatron. Eric Idle. I don't know who Eric Idle was.
Yes, you do.
Who was Eric Idle?
Monty Python.
I mean, I don't know who he was in the show.
Oh.
In the movie.
What, do you have a list of the voice cast, but not who they talked?
Yeah. Because I thought I would remember who Eric Idle was.
He sounds like he would have been Bumblebee or Soundwave or something.
No, I don't think he's Bumblebee. I know Orson Welles was Unicron, and actually Orson Welles, this is the last thing, last on-screen performance of Orson Welles' career, because he died a few days after recording his lines.
Oh, which reminds me, the third part of the Netflix Transformers show just debuted.
Oh, I heard that's amazing.
I watched the first two parts of the trilogy. The first one was incredible. The second one was okay. Eric Idle was Wreck-Gar.
I oddly enough know who that is, I think.
I'm sure you do.
Yeah, I just pulled that up too.
Speaking of, and that reminds me with the He-Man thing. So, for anybody that didn't know, 51, which Kevin Smith is now, makes him Wilford Brimley in Cocoon years old.
Wow.
Just for everybody to ruminate on for a moment.
Isn't Paul Rudd older than that?
Yes.
Paul Rudd, I swear
Paul
I
Rudd's got Kevin Smith by like a year or so, I
yeah, I
think.
read something that Paul Rudd is older now than Wilford Brimley was when he filmed Cocoon.
Yeah, and that was
Something
last
along
year. Yeah, he was born in 69. So he's actually 52 now. Paul Rudd is.
damn.
Yes. But well, we're just waiting
For
till we get
what?
to that age to look like Paul Rudd.
I wish.
We don't want
I
to
mean,
make him look bad. We want to wait till we're
I'll be there
52.
next year.
Yeah. Good luck.
So if Bumblebee did not die in the Transformers movie or in the Bumblebee movie with Kate Bishop.
What was that?
I said
I just got very confused.
Dan asked in the chat, did the Bumblebee die? I said Bumblebee did not die in the Transformers movie or in his own movie that starred Kate Bishop.
Right, Haley Steinfeld. That's why I was
Yes.
confused. Got it. Did he in that? No.
No, because it's his origin story, so he doesn't
No,
die yet.
I meant in the
Oh, no. The only one that
Transformers movie.
the only well, Megatron died but became Galvatron, so he didn't really die.
Right.
Starscream did die, I believe.
We can only hope.
Yeah.
And I don't
Optimus died.
remember if he does in the show on Netflix or not. I don't believe he does, but the show's pretty, it's not geared for kids,
No. Is it a
really.
pre before they come to Earth show?
Yes,
Okay.
this last season is them coming to Earth.
Okay. And is it, that's it, and then it
It's the
ends?
first season is legit the War for Cybertron.
Nice.
And then the second season is the aftermath of that and trying to find a new home.
Gotcha. Is the
And
purple one-eyed dude the Decepticon there?
the purple one-eyed dude.
Yeah, the guy that was always on Cybertron when they would like go back, like when they finally decide to
Oh,
go back. He was
yes.
what the hell was his name?
Yes. It starts with a G too.
Actually, in the first, if I recall correctly, in the first 25 seconds of the original Transformer movie, they kill off almost everybody in the ship. So it's shit. I gotta get a look at the name of them real fast. They killed Jazz. They killed. If I see the name, I'll know. The red dude, the guy, the red guy,
The red guy?
the red car. Yeah, what the hell was his name? I cannot remember his name. But they did. They killed Jazz. They killed two or three on the ship. In the beginning of the Transformers movie. Now I'm gonna have to look that up.
Is it hot rod?
No.
Just gonna keep saying hot rod and see if it works.
No. So let's see. Was it Frenzy? Transformers movie one. Nope, that's not it. I can't find it, but I'm almost positive it. Yeah, definitely Optimus Prime. But there were a couple others that did die. Hound, that's the one I couldn't think of. Hound. Hound
Oh,
died.
he's definitely not red.
Hound?
I don't believe Hound was red. Was Prowler? Did Prowler make it?
I don't remember.
Me neither. Okay. Well, you can watch that tonight then.
I would, believe
Cliff
me.
Jumper and Ratchet. Charles hopping in.
Ratchet. There you go. Thank you. Ratchet might be the one I'm thinking of. So here's a show that you like that I don't watch. Walking Dead. I actually have Walking Dead stuff that I grabbed because I knew you would want to talk a little bit about it.
Yeah, just dropped another trailer this weekend.
Apparently all 10 seasons are streaming free ahead of the season for the final season. If you have Pluto TV, Samsung TV Plus, Vizio, IMDb TV, Zumo TV, Plex, and Sling TV, or you can watch all on AMC, or they are all AMC channels, something like that.
I think they're all part of the AMC family.
Okay.
AMC Plus is probably where they are all absolutely free. Yep. IMDb TV, I believe, is free though.
Okay.
Yeah, it's definitely a good binge. Mm. It's a tough show going week to week. Because they do pull the taffy.
Because of all the zombies.
No, there's really not. But they pull the storyline. There has not been a single big bad that has ever been a zombie on the show. It is all people and the impact that being in a post-apocalyptic world has on humans and how they interact with each other.
Well, according to Norman Reedus, who plays...
Daryl,
thank you. The Walking Dead Season 11 goes to mind-blowing places. Now, the quote that he gives, I do not think is a spoiler.
He wouldn't be allowed to give a spoiler.
All right. So the quote that he gives us, we did the first 10 episodes kind of in one direction, and that involved Maggie's story mostly and us trying to deal with what's going on with that as a group. That's not a spoiler, right?
No. Right. So Maggie left because she went to do a show on CBS that then failed. So now Maggie's back.
Okay. And he says, and then all of a sudden we did a 180 and now it's kind of like Willy Wonka's chocolate factory. All of a sudden it's completely different. We're all doing The Exorcist right now. All of our heads are spinning in a circle. Yeah, we're all Linda Blair right now. I mean, things go from a black and white Western to a Technicolor Willy Wonka film like that. And it's crazy. I guess that's good.
We'll see.
Having no context of what the show is about, really. I mean, other than there's zombies in it.
just going to keep riding that.
Yeah, I got nothing else.
That concept, huh? So that should be good. I'm hoping that they up the pace, but I don't know if they will because it would go against the nature of the show. But they are doing like a 30-episode final season.
Oh.
Because it's going to be split into three different arcs.
Okay. Oh, that makes sense. Pretty cool then, I guess.
Like the first arc should end right around when Fear the Walking Dead and Walking Dead World Beyond come back.
Both big zombie shows.
Nope. No again, they're just there. They're like saying that... Saving Private Ryan is a show about guns. Or gotcha. Band of Brothers is just a show about like tanks or planes or whatever it's in, isn't it? That's like saying that about Walking Dead.
See, Dan thinks the second season was awful and slow to watch week to week. But he said, I guess binge watching it'll help be a hell of a lot easier than waiting 100%. That week.
I came in at season like 6 because my wife had binge.
Yeah.
Just left it on all weekend and I like zoned in and out, and then I was like, all right, I think I had the flu or something. I was like, I pounded through 7 seasons in like 3 days and was like, this show's fantastic.
Lost was kind of like that at points where waiting week to week was like, oh my god, this is terrible. Watching it all at once doesn't make it make a lot more sense, but it makes the show better to watch.
Yeah.
Okay. I have sad news for you.
Uh oh.
Yeah. Jodie Whittaker is going to exit Doctor Who.
Oh, thank God.
Seasons.
Not just her.
Nope. Showrunner Chris Chibnall. He's the guy that brought her in.
He is, because they work together on Broadchurch.
Yes. So they're both leaving after this final season.
Good with that. Can't wait.
They haven't announced another doctor yet, right? They haven't
No,
kind of
so
laid
there's
that
going to
out yet.
be a season, an 8-episode season,
Right.
that's going to change from the typical serialized format of Doctor Who, where it's going to, instead of being individual story arcs with a long running story in the background, like bits and pieces here and there, it's going to be one continuous story for the 8 episodes, where it's a
Oh,
linear
okay. Yeah.
progression, which hopefully that makes them write the characters better than they have, because the writing's just been atrocious since those two came on. And I don't blame her at all. I think she could be great, but the writing for her has been god awful.
Gotcha.
And then they're going to do 3 specials next year to wrap her up and introduce the new doctor. The last
Okay.
special, the way they do it every time, is in the last like 30 seconds, you get a glimpse of the new doctor,
Right, because
and that's it.
the whole point of the whole big thing around Doctor Who is the doctor regenerates into someone new every. They said that they do it every 3 years roughly to keep it kind of fresh and keep the stories fresh.
It's been 3 seasons,
Yeah, well, 3 seasons,
since
yeah.
Christopher Eccleston, except for David Tennant. They say that, but they
Right.
also did like 2 or 3 specials for David Tennant to drag it out,
Right, because he
because he
was
was
so
so
good.
beloved, and they wanted to give him a real proper ending. They actually ended his story at one point, and then they kept him on. Seasons. I think Walking Dead got better after season 6. If that was with the Saviors. Once the Saviors was like 2 seasons worth, and it was long. And then once they got through that, they did a time jump, and it really advanced the story nicely. They got Rick out of the main part and focus on all the other characters.
I'll tell you what, once I catch up on everything I have to watch, then I'll go to that. How's that?
I have no doubt.
Once I catch up, I can hang my hat on that. Remember when we mentioned last week the League of Their Own TV show that's
Yeah.
coming? Well, they got a guest star lined up. She's going to shoot her scenes in a couple weeks. Rosie O'Donnell is going to guest star, not as her character, but as a bartender in a gay bar. In a local gay bar, I'm sorry.
Well, that tracks.
She's just going to have a couple of scenes and then she's moving to Canada.
Wait, wait,
Oh, wait, no, she's
wait,
not.
wait, wait, wait. Isn't
Yes.
this still from the time
Yes.
period?
Yes.
And we're putting in a gay bar
Yes.
in the 1930s,
Yes.
40s. Okay. It's interesting.
I wanted to, I was waiting to see if you grabbed onto that. I picked up on it when I read it and
I don't know. I don't know how that's gonna work.
I don't know either.
But we'll see. We'll see. I doubt I'll know either, because I don't
No,
feel like I'm gonna watch it.
I'm pretty much not gonna. I can safely say I'm not watching that and mean it. Do you remember
I mean, you
Everybody
did
Loves
watch the Mighty
Raymond?
Ducks. I'm just
I
saying.
did hate watch the Mighty Ducks. I will not hate watch A League of Their Own because I actually secretly enjoyed the Mighty Ducks.
Didn't enjoy the League of Their Own?
The movie, yes. I
Okay.
secretly enjoyed the Mighty Ducks TV show while saying I was hate watching it.
That's fair.
I just didn't like Lauren Graham and the love undertone. There does
Yeah.
not need to be a love story in Mighty
They
Ducks,
were
even though they
skating
were
to
done.
love, right?
I quit. I quit.
Right. What was the
Do you remember Everybody Loves Raymond?
I do have heard of it. It
Show
was a
that came
show.
out. Came out in 96, starred
I didn't watch TV that those years.
Ray, no, you were not watching TV.
I was in college.
It starred Ray Romano, Patricia Heaton, Brad Garrett, Doris Roberts, and Peter Boyle, the last two who have passed over the past couple of years. So the series ran for 9 seasons somehow, and Phil Rosenthal, the creator, has an idea for a reunion. No one's interested. He can't find anyone to nibble on his, hey, there's a Friends reunion, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air,
No, they've
Raymond.
all kind of gone on to do things.
Everybody Loves Raymond. Hello. Hello. Frasier's getting a reboot. Everybody Loves Raymond can't get a reunion.
No, and I don't. Patricia Heaton's really kind of separated herself from it.
I never really liked her. I watched a handful of the shows. I never really got into it. Brad Garrett was fun. I never got Ray Romano. Like, he
I mean,
just.
she was so great on The Middle.
Right.
That it really kind of blocked out all that Everybody Loves Raymond stuff with her, at least for me, you know, because I
Yeah.
saw that more than I saw Everybody Loves Raymond.
She just wasn't likable on the show to me. And I didn't like Ray. I've never really been a Ray Romano fan. Just, I never. See, that doesn't shock me, Dan, that you liked Everybody Loves Raymond. It really doesn't. No, there is no need for all these reboots, but we're getting them anyway. Speaking of reboots, it's not actually a reboot. Big trailer drop last week. Big trailer drop last week.
Did it?
Ghostbusters.
Oh
The
yeah.
Ghostbusters
You and Danny
Afterlife
were super
trailer.
excited about this.
I was actually really excited about it. Not as excited as Danny, who's getting the rest of his Ghostbusters tattoo finished now.
Oh, that's exciting for him.
Yeah,
Is he
yeah.
getting Slimer, like on his inner
I
thigh?
didn't look to see what he had, and hopefully that's the one he doesn't show anyone. Did you see the trailer?
I did.
What'd you think? We're not going to break it down, but I'm curious
No,
as to.
I'm excited for more Ghostbusters stuff, but I'm not invested in the kids at all.
Now,
That's my only, like, I don't need a Ghostbusters movie with kids. That's all.
the best part of it for me was the very, 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 very end of the trailer,
Where you
where they
got?
dialed it, where they dialed a number and Ray Stantz answers and just says, "We're closed."
Right.
Then they went and released the pictures of the action figures, which just basically spoiled the whole thing.
Oh, did it? I didn't see him.
Yes, they released all the action figures. Spoiler, I said I wasn't really going to do spoiler. Here's a spoiler. All the kids are in Ghostbuster suits, and the original cast is in Ghostbuster suits.
Well, yeah, you knew that was going to
But,
happen. That's
yeah.
not really a spoiler, like.
No, but I don't know. Oh, you know what? I'm going to try this out. Boom.
Wow.
Look at that. Guess what's coming up next?
Flash.
Actually, yes. I was going to have you say DC Universe news, but. That works
Oh, DC
also.
Universe news. I saw it. It's right there. It's down there.
They're filming The Flash. I
Oh,
know you're
God.
excited about that movie.
Can't wait. Let's get it over with.
Remember
Rip the Band-Aid off. Let's do it.
we talked last week, the week before about the Bat Cycle, right?
Yeah.
Well, the stuntman driving the Bat Cycle crashed it twice.
Oh.
Once into a cameraman. Cameraman's all right. And the second time, I saw the little Twitter picture of it, is it's driving down the street and it's driving right at two cars that are like this. And the hydraulics are supposed to make the cars go like that. And I guess they'll add explosions in afterwards.
Yeah.
And one car goes there and the bat cycle hits the other car that doesn't move.
So at least we know it was not Ben Affleck, because he's busy getting it on with J-Lo.
It was not the Batfleck. It was his stunt double.
You'd think you'd at least be like near the set when they're recording scenes you're supposed to be in, right?
We don't know where they're hanging out. They could be hanging out near the set. They are over
True.
in Europe, so who knows?
It's true.
Suicide Squad. It's coming next week, right?
It's coming Thursday.
Thursday. That's this week.
Thursday, 7 p.m.
That's the
Theaters
day.
and HBO Max.
That's the day. That's the day after this show is posted on Apple and Spotify and all them other places.
Yeah, Google and yeah,
Yeah.
all the good places you can get the podcast. Give it that five
Rated
star.
R, certified fresh 97% from 87 critics so far.
It's the highest DC movie.
Yeah. Better than Wonder Woman 84.
Oh, wait, it's the first one that has nothing to do with Zack Snyder since the Batman trilogy.
Oh, stop it.
Interesting.
Stop it. I'm
Neat how that
actually
works, isn't it?
I'm kind of excited to see this one. I
Yeah.
might actually go this weekend.
The only thing that makes me not want to see is Pete Davidson's in it, but other than that, you know, I'll do it.
Yeah. But it like
I'm
they
hoping he
so
dies in the first like 7 minutes.
well so that's so when Warner Brothers went to James Gunn, they said, do whatever you want. Take who you want, do what you want, free reign.
Right.
Anything, anybody you want to kill, have a blast. Because it's
What's
James
the point of
Gunn.
the movie? That was the
Yes.
problem with the whole first movie. They didn't kill anybody in the Suicide Squad.
So apparently there, I wasn't, I had this written down and then I pulled it off. There is a director's cut from David Ayer.
You
David
keep saying
Ayer
that.
Right. Well, he went on social media recently and he kind of laid out this big long plea to people to just stop asking for it and to please leave him alone. He doesn't want anything to do with it anymore. Apparently, he made a movie where the first act, like, there's a first, second, and third act, and the third act is nothing like what we saw in that movie, and it was
Right.
good. I believe that it's better than what we saw. I don't have a desire to see his director's cut. I can go back and watch my Zack Snyder cut.
You enjoy that.
I
I
would.
will never watch the Zack Snyder cut again.
I know you won't. But it's 97%. That's James Gunn is. James Gunn's good at
He
what he
knows how to
does.
make a comic movie.
Yeah, he does. Unlike some other people, right?
Unlike Zack Snyder. Yeah.
Yeah. Black Adam. We
Yeah.
mentioned that those little black dots
On his, all his muscles that he did,
on his
yeah.
muscles. So apparently that's part of a new technology that they developed specifically for this movie. It's going to be a never the, so the way the technology they use to make Black Adam fly and move at super speed has never been done before. This is completely brand new technology that has been created specifically to show off. They said sometimes in a superhero movie you see a superhero use this attribute and then it kind of falls away and they don't use it anymore because of technology and
Right.
money and whatnot. They wanted to avoid that and they wanted to make sure that all of these things were incorporated all the time because it's The Rock. So,
That's exciting.
yeah.
And we'll see what happens. It sounds like The Rock was to play Black Adam for a long time,
Yeah.
which is good and bad because The Rock's not a young man anymore.
Well, he'll be president in a couple of years, so it'll be all right.
But I mean, to keep
Who
that physique up into your late 50s, if you ask David Batista, it's not a fun thing to do,
Now he's only
even into your early
49.
50s. I know
He's a year younger than me.
he's 4 years younger than Batista.
Right. I could have that body if I wanted this month. I just
Yeah.
choose not to.
Yep.
I
I
choose
know you could.
cookies. I choose cookies.
Over
Yeah.
quail eggs.
Yeah, I'm not gonna eat quail eggs. That just sounds terrible. Batgirl. The Batgirl movie? Found their James Gordon.
Well, yeah. They never lost him as we thought they had.
Nope. J.K. Simmons. J. Jonah James Gordon
Yeah,
is going to be the
I'm.
Batgirl, or is going to be the Commissioner Gordon in the Batgirl movie, not Jeffrey Wright, who's the Commissioner Gordon in the Batman movie by Matt Reeves.
Right, which makes me wonder how they're going to do this Barbara Gordon character.
There were rumors originally that Michael Keaton's Batman was going to mentor her. The
Oh, well, that would be
only
horrible.
way that is possible is if Michael Keaton's Batman is a time jumping Batman and a multiverse time jumping Batman, which, as much as I love Michael Keaton, I do not need Michael Keaton jumping through portals.
Well, who was Commissioner Gordon in the Keaton movie?
This is God, not anybody I know.
Right.
Let's
So
look that up while you're go ahead.
you could cast that as J.K. Simmons. I don't know that you need I don't think that you need that. But the problem they run into with all of these bat
Pat Hingle.
shows. Okay, nobody then.
Right.
The problem with all of these bat shows is you have to tie a character named Batgirl back to Batman.
Right.
Like in a pretty tight storyline way, right? You can't like their problem with Batwoman is there was no Batman there. So you didn't get the context of what Batman had done other than kind of what you knew.
Right.
And in Titans it's not about Batman, but they've had Batman in every season and or they've had Bruce Wayne.
Right.
At least, and he's an old Bruce Wayne. He's like in his 60s.
Well, yeah, he was old when he was saving Daenerys.
Yeah, I mean, but like they cast that way older than they needed to, honestly. Unless he's supposed to be like in his late 40s, which is where he should be at that point. But anyway,
Yeah.
but so it, and that's the problem though. How do you tie them back in without having the Batman?
Exactly.
And I think they would get in a lot of trouble from the fan base for redoing Batman Beyond as Batgirl.
Yes. That, yes.
The problem is, as much as everybody loves Batgirl as a character, there haven't been great Batgirl stories ever, except for maybe the last 5 or 6 years when they did Rebirth. But prior to that, there was great Oracle stories.
Right.
But that, then you got to tell so many of the early stories for Barbara Gordon are her as a victim. Right? Like the right. Killing Joke one and the other ones. And you can't tell that story now.
No, you can't. Maybe they'll twist it and make a good story out of it. Maybe they can do something original with the character that hasn't been done.
Yeah, the reinvention in the last few years is much more advanced of a character. I think their take on Harley Quinn, which that should be what you binge. Again, I keep throwing good things to binge.
You do keep throwing that out at me.
You'd really enjoy it. It's like Invincible, only better. But that would be take on that character is great on that show. Because Commissioner Gordon on that show is one of my favorite. Hey, Kimmy.
Hi, Kim.
One of my my favorite take of Commissioner Gordon is the one on Harley Quinn.
Okay.
It's Christopher Maloney as a raging alcoholic.
Oh, nice.
And just like giving up. And his daughter's in college and is running around behind his back as Batgirl.
That's awesome.
And like teams up with Harley Quinn here and there and pops in and out with Batman and stuff. And like, it's great. But his Commissioner Gordon is worth watching that show.
Okay. I mean, it's there. It's in that invisible list I have.
Yeah, I know.
It's there. All right. This is going to... Boom, look at that. I got another one.
Whoa. Is it time for Marvel movie and TV news?
It really is.
That's great.
So here we're going to talk about the good, fun Disney stuff that's going on right now. And I have a whole bunch of shit to read that I'm going to try and breeze through as fast as possible.
Okay.
Explain to everyone what's going on. Black Widow came out in the movie theater and on the streaming service.
Yeah.
Scarlett Johansson sued Disney.
Oh, no.
Yes. So her lawsuit states that her salary was largely tied to the performance of Black Widow, with the star set to receive bonuses when it hit certain targets at the box office, and that the decision to release the movie simultaneously on Disney Plus constitutes a breach of contract. Black Widow made $158 million internationally in its opening weekend, and in a rare lifting of the veil surrounding streaming numbers, Disney revealed that it also generated $60 million in Disney Plus Premier Access purchases for a combined $218 million global launch. Scarlett's lawsuit argues that this hybrid release strategy cut into the Black Widow's box office profits and therefore significantly impacted the amount that she was projected to make from the movie. According to a Wall Street Journal source with knowledge of the contract, claims that she faces a projected loss of $50 million in earnings due to the simultaneous release on Disney Plus and in the theater. This is a absolutely monumentous case to come out, given the climate of how things are going and moving forward. Kevin Feige supposedly is very angry with Disney over this hybrid release. He's embarrassed, and he pushed for an exclusive theatrical release. Mm-hmm. He wants Disney to make it right with Scarlett. Emma Stone is also now considering filing her own lawsuit over Cruella's hybrid release. I don't think she should do that. She's probably happy with what they made.
As is Emily Blunt.
So The Rock is not looking to sue anyone. Emily Blunt also is exploring that might put a big dent in her possible Invisible Woman casting if that happens, even though I don't think she's going to take it anyway at this point.
Yeah. Well, so some quick monkey math, right? So if we do 60 million, mm-hmm. 30 bucks a pop, mm-hmm. All right, so that takes down to 2 million.
Okay.
All right. Then let's multiply that back up by, let's say, 4 people watch each one.
Right.
That takes you to 8. Average movie ticket price about 13 bucks, we'll say. Puts you just over 100 million more. Which isn't that much in box office, right? It increases it by maybe 25%, right? I think maybe a third based on the number you said earlier. So I don't know how much that would help her because it's still not even a half billion, which is, I mean, Ms. Marvel
No.
did close to a billion.
And they're saying that the fact that it released simultaneously on both platforms is why it had a, what is it, 67% drop in sales the second week it was out. To put it in, and not that this puts it in perspective, but Robert Downey Jr. received a $20 million salary for Endgame. He also received an 8% cut, eight percent on the movie's back end points, and made another $75 million on that movie. Endgame did massive numbers that Black Widow will never touch, obviously. But if she
But I
had
mean, she
any,
also made $20 million and complaining it's not enough.
well, yeah, but if you're supposed to get points on a movie on a back end and you're not, your movie drops 67%, I don't know. I mean, I want to see her get her money. I don't, you know, Disney's got it to spare. It's not like they're hurting.
Oh, absolutely. But
And it,
well, they are.
well, it definitely sets a really awful precedent if she files this lawsuit and it goes through. Or and she wins is what
But
more
she
more.
won't win.
No. She
Is
has
the
to
problem,
prove
right?
damages, and Disney's accusation of the lawsuit shows callous disregard for the pandemic is irrelevant. That was part of Disney's response to her, was that
Their response was brutal to
their
her.
response was a real big slap in the face.
Was we already paid her money and at least $20 million she's already made off the movie.
Yeah, let me see. I
And
had
you know,
it.
and then saying that she's not taking into account this worldwide situation with the pandemic, which
Right.
is true because we're also, you know, while parts of the US are still like, hey, we're good, we're not.
No,
We're
we're
not, and the
not.
rest of the
No.
world is really not.
No. I don't. What should have happened, I think, is that Disney should have. Didn't Warner Brothers kind of give their talent money
Some of it.
to, right? They should have maybe floated her a little bit extra. You know, do it quietly. Say, hey, we here, you know what? We made 60. Here's another 20, or something. I don't know.
Yeah, and I don't know what the deal is with points for the streaming release, right? If they're counting that
Right.
towards domestic box office or if she gets paid off that. I don't know.
I
And
don't
they
know. I
didn't
don't
say.
think. No, they didn't. And you probably won't hear about that for, you know, just till whenever this. And it sucks because it makes her look bad, and it makes them look bad. And if so, Disney has basically bowed to every single thing Feige has wanted all
Right.
along, and they're not bowing to him on this. And you know, you're gonna rub him the wrong way. What if he quits? What happens to that whole universe? Like, does it veer off now and start to suck if he's not in charge running it? Like, if they
He's
throw
not going to
some.
quit.
No, I don't think he's going to quit. But what if he does? You know?
He has the job that every single person has dreamed of having, that's
All
ever
of us,
liked,
yes.
that ever's liked any kind
Yes.
of comic book or geek stuff.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see how this plays out, to see how nasty it might get on both sides.
I think it'll go away fairly quickly
I hope it does.
and pretty quietly and you know, it shows you that Scarlett is done playing Black Widow 100%. There's
Oh
no
yeah.
chance of her coming back after that.
No,
So,
no, no. She's not coming back. Not for a reunion show. Not for a hi, how you doing? You're not gonna see her on a float on Main Street.
yeah, that's fine.
What If is the next series that's gonna come out
Next week.
next week. There's gonna be a second season already. They've
Okay.
already said that there's gonna be a second season, and the second season will revisit more Captain Carter. That character is going to be more of the anchor of this series. So these, as the way I'm reading it is these what ifs is going to be a central theme throughout the whole thing that ties into the larger multiverse picture where it's all going to be connected. So these aren't just going to be like the comic books where like, hey, what if this happens? These are all going to be, this is happening in another multiversal area.
Yeah. We'll see. I'm not thrilled with that concept.
It takes away from what the comics were.
Well, and it takes away from the fun.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need it tied because then you can't do whatever you want because now it has an impact.
No, I did get a picture of the first three episodes.
Ooh.
And I'm not going to share that because it's on my phone. Episode one, Captain Carter, August 11th. Episode two, T'Challa as Star-Lord, August 18th. Episode three, Loki on Earth, August 25th. Those are the first three episodes of What If. I'm excited for the first two. The third one, I don't know how I feel yet, because.
I'm still not recovered from the Loki show, so I don't know if I need more Loki already.
Hawkeye, November 24th was released. That's the date.
That's good. I'm excited about that.
I'm very excited about that.
Weird timing though.
Yeah, that's
Like let
right.
smack dab in the middle of Eternals and Spider-Man coming out.
Literally, it's a Wednesday and it's the day before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So, I
Sorry,
don't know.
plenty of time to watch it that weekend for you.
Don't worry, I'll be caught up on that one. And yeah, the last thing I had was the Venom trailer. The Venom trailer came out today,
Oh, it
actually.
looks so much fun.
You get a chance to watch that?
It looks so much fun.
It makes me want to go and actually watch Venom now.
You so should. I
The
rewatched it. It holds up.
is he is it the same little bit of like, so it looks like there's a lot of comedy in between.
Oh, there's 100%. There's a ton of comedy in the first one.
Okay. That then
Once it gets going, it takes a while.
Is it on Disney Plus? Or
I
is it on,
don't
is
think
it a
so. It's
Sony thing?
somewhere. It's Sony. It's
Right.
somewhere, though. It's streaming somewhere.
I will tell you from my magical site, where is it streaming?
Is your magical site Just Watch?
Well, I type it in and I go click it. And right now it is free on Fubo, FX
Everything's
Now,
always free on Fubo.
DirecTV, and subs. You can rent it on Amazon, Vudu, Apple TV, and everywhere else that you can rent something. It's cheaper on Amazon than it is on Apple TV by $1. Is it worth the $2.99?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Maybe I will skip Sons of Anarchy tomorrow.
Yeah, like I said, man, it's super fun. The effects are good. I mean, it's not like groundbreaking or anything, but I enjoyed it more on my second or third watch than I did on my first.
Okay.
But you know, that's also a time thing. So it's been longer, and
Right,
I'm not
right.
like, oh my God, why did they do this?
Kind
And I just watch it going in to have fun now, and it's way better.
of like when you watch Justice League and you're, oh my God, why did they
Nope.
do this every 5 minutes?
Yeah, but there's no chance of rewatching that and saying, oh, this isn't so bad.
What about when we do our Flash rewatch, our Flash
No.
TV show rewatch in a
No,
year?
that'll never happen.
No.
Nope.
That's all I have, unless you there's something you have
I
that
don't,
you
I
didn't
don't.
mention.
Sorry I was late earlier, everybody. But thanks again for joining us tonight and every week that you stop out and, you know. Find the geek spot with us. Tell a friend. Have them tell a friend. You know, add grow this chat. Grow our little podcast a little bit. Our streaming service. Make sure you like us on YouTube too. Subscribe on there, and Twitch wherever else you want to follow us. And you can find us all over the other social platforms too. At Geek Spot News. You can find me at Jack Kid Music. I'm playing local to Philly a few times this month, so I got a.
Really?
Pottstown coming up. I got Wilson's in this Friday. Wilson's in Feasterville. Next Friday, I got Nick's Roast Beef at Cotman the Friday after that.
Oh,
And
I'll
then
go
I
to that
got
one.
a
Good.
Crossroads Tavern the last Friday of the month. The Alley in Pottstown is actually this Saturday, not Friday. But yeah, new songs, new stuff to the show. Trying to mix it up a little bit. But yeah, find us at all those spots. And thanks again for finding the Geek Spot as always.
You have new Nelson?
There's only like two.
Thanks, everybody, for hanging.
All right,
Bye.
see ya.